Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, August 20th, 2009. It's all the geek, and by God, today I do feel fine.
My God, look at you. You're a fine specimen of healthy manhood over there.
I know you've been trying to say that for a long, long time.
It's Don't think I haven't noticed,
that you can finally admit that to yourself. Well, looky here, boys and girls. It's the original dynamic duo. When's the last time we've done one of these?
I know, that's absolutely crazy, sir. Yub Nub.
So who, Yub Nub?
That's just what
he says whenever he has breakfast. That, of course, is the vicar.
Ooh, they got chicken fingers.
Oh, well, someone is happy.
Nice. Yeah.
And me, well, you know, I'm going to go into work today and kick some ass and not take names. You know why? Because I'm Billy Flynn.
I'm not going to live by their rules anymore.
Hells no.
That's right. Booyah. We are together for this Thursday Patio Books Day and, sir, and the two-week mark.
Oh, God, it is, isn't
two
it?
2 weeks. Yeah, isn't that effing nutty? Two weeks to DragonCon.
And we'll be talking a little more about DragonCon in just a moment. But you know, this date in 1866, President Andrew Johnson formally declared the Civil War was over.
Done.
Even though fighting had stopped months earlier.
Yeah, well.
Because, you know, it's not over until the president can take credit for it.
He had to feel important.
Exactly.
Yes, it's true. 1858, Charles Darwin first published his theory of evolution in the Journal of the Proceedings of the Linnean Society of London, along with Alfred Russel Wallace's
which,
same
of course,
theory.
Gave us Evoterra, which
of
is
course,
awesome.
Right, that's where he came from.
1882, Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture premiered in Moscow, performed outdoors with the accompaniment of an actual artillery and a battle theme.
Oh, hell no.
No, that's the way you got to do it, sir.
Damn.
1884, the first boxing match with gloves was fought. Jack Dempsey KO'd George Full James in 22 rounds. 22 rounds. These pansies going the 10.
Yeah, no lie.
What do you guys
tough
know?
Tough sons of bitches back then, sir.
1896, the dial telephone was patented. The telephone made out of soap? That makes no sense.
I know, that's nutty. It gets on your hands.
1930, Dumont conducted the first demonstration of TV broadcast for home reception in New York City.
New York City!
On this date in 1967, R&D W. Dolby introduced their noise reduction system for recording audio tapes.
Crazy
talk. You kids might know them as cassettes. Well, no. Your parents might. They might have thrown one at you.
You know, birthday-wise, 1833, yes. Benjamin Harrison, sir, the 23rd president of these United States.
You go, boy.
Howard Phillips Lovecraft was born on this day in 1890.
Yes, indeed.
Appropriately enough, I was just listening to the HP podcast. What the hell does Chris call that? The HP Lovecraft podcast that they've been talking about on the forums.
I thought it was the Cthulhu cast. It's not the Cthulhu.
Anyway, Lackey's
good show.
New show, which is really good.
It is.
And we're advertising it beautifully by not remembering the damn name of it. Out of hell with it. Ron Paul, born in 35. Isaac Hayes, the late great Isaac Hayes.
Hello, children.
Born in 1942, and James Marsters was born in 62.
There you go there, Spike. Ben Barnes, 28. That's Prince Caspian in the Chronicles of Narnia series.
Hell yeah.
Amy Adams is 35. She was just in Julie and Julia. Jonathan K. Kwan is 38. That's Jasper Kwong on Head of the Class.
The Kwong
Remember
Man.
Remember Head of the Class?
Yes, I do.
Wow, glad somebody does. Sophie Aldred is 47. That was Ace on Doctor Who. Greg Egan's 48, science fiction author with the awesome short story collection Axiomatic. Greg Bear's 58, the Hugo and Nebula award-winning science fiction author. He wrote City at the End of Time. John Noble, 61, Denethor in Lord of the Rings. And this would have been, he would have been 77 today. Anthony Ainley, the master on Doctor Who, with that rubbish beard of his, would have been here as well.
Nice.
Any rubbish beards on tonight? Let's find out.
Oh, yeah.
Damn,
TV,
I'm getting
baby.
Good at segues.
You are. Look at you. You rock. It's almost like you're a radio professional,
something
sir.
Like that. Something. Let's see. Wow. NBC's got reruns.
Yeah. I didn't even write
Rock,
them down. I know.
Parks and Rec, Office. Nothing good.
No.
Nothing good on
enough. I don't have a whole lot, to be honest with you.
Really?
No.
Big Brother 11's on CBS.
I know.
There's not. I'm finding it hard to get excited about
all
anything.
All right, preseason
here.
NFL football tonight. You got the Eagles and Colts tonight on Fox. CW, the Supernatural. Grover.
Oh, yeah.
Grover is on, apparently, because
really?
The monster at the end of this book is the name of the episode of Supernatural.
Love that book.
I love that book. I was probably 12 and still loving that book.
Animal Planet Into the Pride. After 10 weeks, Dave has problems connecting with Cleo.
Aw.
And, you know, dude, just walk up and talk to her. Buy her a drink. It's
right,
just that
just
easy.
Say, yo, 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 baby. That's all you got to do.
Don't you know who I am?
Lonesome Dove is on AMC, which I never saw. You know I dig Westerns, but I never checked out Lonesome Dove, so maybe I'll look at that.
Family Channel's got Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. This is the Tim Burton, Johnny Depp one. You know
that
movie where Tim Burton and Johnny Depp work together? That's the one.
And there's wackiness?
A little bit.
Wow.
A little bit.
I have heard of that. True Hollywood Story, it's Rockstar Wives.
Yeah, brother.
Okay. FX is showing Are We Done Yet times two. They're showing it twice. Watch Ice Cube build a house with his wacky new family.
Twice, yeah. Ion Channel is showing Matrix Revolutions, just Revolutions, on its own, which I don't know how well that'll stand. VH1 Classic, The Last American Virgin is on tonight,
sir. Hey, that's a good movie.
There's something you can watch.
Love that right there. FMC is showing Enemy Mine, Dennis Quaid and Louis Gossett Jr.
I liked it. I don't know if it would hold up, though, if I watched it today.
You know, I'm surprised that hasn't been remade. You know, honestly,
well,
with everything
get to
else.
It. Yeah. Marlon Wayans.
Hey, USA is showing The Pacifier. Ooh. If I'm watching anything tonight, though, sir, it's on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah?
Because commandos battle a prehistoric threat to mankind that hatched inside of a long, dormant volcano. Ew. Tonight, sir, Coolio and Cameron Dadu fight a pterodactyl.
I'm already laughing. All right, so is the movie called Pterodactyl, or is it called A Pterodactyl?
No, it's called Pterodactyl.
Okay, I think A Pterodactyl would be an even better title.
One day hopes to be the Pterodactyl.
Hey, did you check out
yet?
That's all right. Did you get the Arkham Asylum demo yet?
I have not. I need to go do that. I'm going to do
that
as soon as we're done here.
Night, and I want another opinion, so once you get it, let me know so we can talk about it.
I've already paid for the damn thing, sir.
Okay, let's read a couple of letters here.
Some people on More to Love went out on a date to a castle. Uh-huh. I'm betting it was a White Castle. Just saying. That's from Captain Crunch. See what he did there? That's a funny, funny man.
He is wacky. I've noticed that.
Steve Wozniak is not a celebrity. I am aghast, sir. Next, you'll be saying Penn Jillette is not a celebrity. These names might not be big to the general public. However, they are big names within their respective areas. I think Woz is a celebrity. Does that make me a bigger geek than you? Referring to the Bruce who said that the Woz is not a celebrity. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so far you are a bigger geek. However, and I can't believe I'm defending the show, to Dancing with the Stars' credit, I don't think they ever refer to the people competing on the show as celebrities. The term they use is star, which is a person who is celebrated or distinguished in some art, profession, or other field. So even though you guys might not consider yourselves celebrities, I think you can definitely put podcasting star on your resumes. Great show as always. Love and rocket launchers. That's from Drace. Aww.
Wozniak, wasn't that a Barney Miller character? Who the hell is Steve Wozniak?
Steve Wozniak, dude, you know, he helped bring about computers you know and love. You know, Apple computers, he helped with Steve Jobs for him? Never mind.
Oh, Steve Jobs, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, get some Steves on it. Yeah. You know, speaking of Dragon Con, what? Who the hell said Dragon Con? You know, we're going to try to set up something very, very special for you. We're going to try and sit down. The podcasting Rich Siegfried, the patron saint of this program, has said that we should set up and figure out how to do a show while we're down there. And we should do that long fable that we've been mentioning on the forums at geekradiodaily.com.
Nice.
Show about Ask the GRD Crew.
Oh, very special.
In fact, we're going to be setting that up with Twitter. Ooh. So, you know, tomorrow, next day, whatever, we're going to be giving you information about how you can log and start following GRD on Twitter. Because, by God, we have an account, and I've been updating it lately.
Really?
It's Geek Radio Daily on Twitter. Yeah.
You are a legitimate phenomenon.
I do what I can, man. I do what I can. You know when you're sick and you stay at home a bit?
There's nothing else to do.
You get other things done.
Yeah,
so, Thursday, I got to check out on Patio Books and look at your Geekified news coming up this Thursday, August 20th edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Promo number 4. So, Rich.
Earl.
I hear we have a show, huh?
Yeah, it's a great show. It's good times.
It's supposed to be really good.
It is. I like to eat garp when I'm listening to Requiem of the Outcast. It's a good show.
Where could I find that show?
You can actually find that show at requiemoftheoutcast.com.
You know, I didn't want to listen to it before, but it just sounds so exciting, I think I should. Requiemoftheoutcast.com.
It's so exciting, it's changed my outlook on life and made me more excitable. Good times. Good times.
RequiemoftheOutcast.com. Just 5 more minutes.
Hey, everybody. This is J.C. Hutchins, co-author of Personal Effects, Dark Art, and Seven Sun Descent, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Geek Radio Daily for Thursday, August 20th, 2009. All the geek. And what the hell is Earl doing in that promo?
I don't know. I want to know what Podcasting's Rich Siegfried is doing to Earl.
To make him have that sound?
Those noises.
Okay. Hey, at least he wasn't quacking like a duck.
Word.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it. La, 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 la,
la, la, la. Stop it, Elmo. Stop it, Elmo.
Don't make us get out the hose again. Wow. Patio Books. Hey, you know they're free?
Really?
It's crazy talk.
It's outstanding.
You got nonfiction. You got fiction. You got poetry. You got true life stuff. It's nutty, the stuff you can get over there at Patio Books, including, sir, Steve Simon's Sphere of Travel, which is complete now, where we find the team of David and John set to adventure out again, this time in an improved sphere, and both of them are going to travel together.
Yeah.
A new member is introduced to the team, Debbie Gill. Debbie takes over David's role predicting the location of the black holes.
Oh, well, you know, you need that information. Ooh,
absolutely, because you don't want to get near those things. Uh-uh. There's spaghettification.
Craig Robertson on time is complete. What if you weren't who you thought you were?
Huh.
What others thought that you were when they looked at you? What if the structure of time depended on you to keep it steady? What if unseen forces, both good and evil, surrounded you, affecting your life in ways you cannot even begin to imagine?
I don't know.
Well, if that were the case, you'd be Mark de Martel.
Oh, well, now
I know. Advertising agent in L.A., or would you? Possibly you were a mark, but possibly you would be a powerful warrior using skills such as the manipulation of gravity itself to save existence.
Well, that's nutty, sir.
It is, sir.
How about Brand Gamblin's Tumblr?
Ooh.
Da-da-da. Libby Carter wanted to get away from it all, so she took a job mining asteroids.
You said that.
As far out into the inky blackness as possible. However, her escape turned into a trap, leaving her stuck in indentured servitude, living on a tiny rock in space.
In space!
As she tries to dig herself out, she gains friends and finds adventure, cave-in rescues,
just like the Goonies,
planetary collisions, and perhaps other mishaps, too, keep her new family fighting to stay alive. Alive, alive. Yes, that's Brand Gamblin's Tumblr, also Craig Robertson's Anon Time, and Steve Simon's Sphere of Travel, all out this week, all available right there from our friends at PodioBooks.com.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. The Terminator might not be back.
No?
No. Producers of Terminator Salvation have filed for bankruptcy.
Oh, dear.
Just a day after the duo sued their investors for allegedly pushing them to a series of bad business decisions and placing what they claim is an illegal lien on their property. So the people that are now part of the creditors, well, yeah, that includes Arnold Schwarzenegger. That includes Christian Bale, who might go off on another rant.
Huh.
But right now, yeah. Folks, you should have went to see this movie instead of seeing Transformers 2.
Apparently so.
For the love of God, it's so much better than Transformers 2, and now we might not get the next
two. And now they're in trouble. Yeah.
So thanks. Thanks for that. This is only you can prevent bad movies.
All right. From IGN, during Microsoft's Gamescom 2009 briefing, Lionshead director Peter Molyneux announced Fable 3 is coming in late 2010. Now, first of all, other than the fact that that's pretty cool if you're a Fable fan, also, they're talking about this new dynamic touch system.
Yes.
Okay? Which allows you to reach out to anyone you see in Fable 3. Molyneux did not speak of how this mechanic is inputted specifically, but there's a possibility it will utilize Project Natal.
Ooh,
Fable 3. Wait for it.
Okay, so the Time Traveler's Wife did decently at the box office this weekend, so it should not be any surprise whatsoever that ABC wants to bring it to television.
Oh, God.
According to them, they've had this in the works. They've been mulling it around for a couple of years, just been waiting for the right moment.
They're going to call it Time Traveler Wife Swap, and they're going to switch them out every week.
What better way to wait for the right moment than to have, you know, a film come out to really, really push what you're doing?
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to take the novel itself and try to make more narratives that you can tie up in one episode. So it sort of sounds like Quantum Leap. No, it kind of freaking sounds like Journeyman to me.
Oh.
Huh? Remember Journeyman?
Journeyman was such a good show.
And, well, I guess you'll get it back now, except it'll be The Time
Traveler's
Wife.
The Time Traveler's Wife.
The TV show.
The TV show. That's going to suck. Yeah.
You know, oh, well. What are you going
to
do?
From Newsarama, lots of classic Marvel digital comics coming to the PSP.
PSP.
Full details on Marvel.com shortly, but meanwhile at a live event in Cologne, Germany, I don't know why, announcing
smells nice there.
The development executive vice president of Marvel's global media group, Ira Rubinstein, has said that hundreds of Marvel comics will be available in North America and the UK starting in November of this year. The reader will have auto flow. Ooh, that sounds nasty.
Well, you know, ain't nothing you can do about it.
Cycling through the images at a setting of your choice, Sony reps say that additional partners for the PSP distribution will be named later on. So maybe you'll get to read your comics on your PSP shortly.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, because you don't need a big screen to see them all.
No, hells no.
The amino acid glycine, a fundamental building block of proteins, has been found in a comet for the first time, bolstering the theory that raw ingredients of life arrived on Earth from outer space.
Mix them up, you can make cookies.
Yeah, scientists said that happened on Monday. They announced that microscopic traces of glycine, were discovered in a sample of particles retrieved from the tail of a comet, Wild 2, by the NASA spacecraft Stardust, back in 2004. 2 years later, the thing drifts down to Earth on a nice little parachute, and they're looking at it. Now, the fun thing is, sure, finding glycine on a comet, that's not that big a deal until you realize that, yes, this glycine extraterrestrial in nature.
Mm-hmm.
So extraterrestrial building blocks floating through space,
yep,
my man.
They're coming to get us.
Can't
and
stop
from
them.
Slice of Sci-Fi, on last week's Slice, they brought you news about Don Cheadle suiting up to play War Machine in Iron Man 2. Now the actor's spilling the beans on which Marvel characters might make a cameo. Now,
your
bullshit alert may be up on this, because you never know, but as you may recall, the first movie had Nick Fury in there. The news is spoiler territory, so turn back now, you don't want to hear it. Cheadle told MTV the Hulk and Thor will be in Iron Man 2.
What?
Now, he says they work at a diner. You heard it here first, quote. You heard it here first. Thor is actually in the movie. He eats Tony Stark. He consumes him in his godlike belly and spews him out into the world. He turns into stars, actually, end quote.
My God.
Now.
Stars?
This is Cheadle effing with people.
Yeah, I think
However, there could be... If you remember the...
Every rumor's got a basis of truth.
And the current Thor run, doesn't the guy... Doesn't he work in a diner?
I believe so,
He does. So I think there's something in there, but we'll have to wait and see for sure.
Ooh. Yeah. What do you think he does? Let us know. The buttons have pauses today. It's so strange.
I know that
Radio Daily. Licensed under the Creative Commons Attributions Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Come check us out on iTunes. Write a review while you're there. Subscribe while you're there.
Yeah.
Realize you can subscribe in a manner other than iTunes.
Yeah.
Go call Steve Wozniak and tell him how fracking cool he is. And drop us a note at podcast Billy Flynn, Victor the Brewster, Flintstress, all of us at geekradiodaily.com.
Yeah, we are.
You've got a team. How sweet. Oh, pretty little friend. No, blonde, though. You need blonde. God, he's worse than Jack.
Oh, oh. Do you have a team name?
I love team names.
Come on.
Torchwood.
Oh.
Not Excalibur? Blizzard? Bikini Cops? No?
Torchwood. Oh, dear.
Gwen Cooper, Yanto Jones, Toshiko Sato, Owen Harper. Meet.
Captain John Hart.
We go back. Excuse me, we more than go back. We were partners.
In what way?
In every way. And then some. It was 2 weeks.
Except that 2 weeks was trapped in a time loop, so we were together for 5 years. It's like having a wife.
You were the wife.
You were the wife.
No, you were the wife.
Oh, but I was a good wife.
I bet you were.
What? Pretend you haven't noticed. He's cute.
They're just shy.